beautiful, lovely podcast land people. This is Kate coming to you live from my bedroom where I am laying on my bed and talking to myself. No wonder my mom thinks I'm crazy. Anyways, I'm here to talk to you guys about body image. And as a, you know, teenage podcaster who is female, that's something that's kind of important and kind of relatable that I feel like if I do end up getting any lovely listeners, I feel like this is a message that they should hear, even if they don't hear it on an everyday basis. And that message is that they are beautiful, that you are beautiful. And I bring this up because something that's come up a lot in my mind lately, a lot in my life lately, is the fact that I'm always looking to improve myself in any way, shape, or form. I have to make myself different so that I can please society, so that I can conform to what everyone else thinks that a girl my age should look like, and that's wrong. I don't feel like, you know, anyone deserves to have to feel that way in their daily lives and image issues. And she made it very clear to me that, you know, my body is beautiful no matter what. And even then, you know, obviously even today, sometimes it's so easy to forget that. And that's not okay. I know most girls in the United States, just they don't see perfection. It's why so many of us get plastic surgery in our later years or liposuction. It's so that we can look like Kim Kardashian, who seems to be the epitome right now in 2015 of beauty and what every woman should look like. And that's just not realistic because she is in every way, shape, and form fake. I look at her and I'm like, she's getting all this attention from all these guys. So that must be, you know, what everyone wants, but that's not true. When I was in sixth grade, I was on a diet to try and lose some of the, like, baby fat, I guess, that I had, because I was still growing at that point. And everyone knows you need, you know, to grow out before you grow up. And I'm not overweight. Or overweight looking, I guess you could say. I'm 5'3", 135, give or take 5 pounds. And according to my doctors, I'm slightly overweight. But the thing is there's a difference between being overweight and being healthy. And I feel like I'm healthy. If you are making good life choices for yourself, you're exercising, you're eating the good foods. Now, I'm not saying you can't eat brownies every once in a while, because Lord knows I love a good brownie. But if you're making good, you know, choices about what you're eating, about what you're doing, about the people you're hanging out with, who you're surrounding yourself with, sometimes the way our body looks just is out of our control. And just because yours doesn't look like what you think it should look like does not mean it's not beautiful. I've had body image issues since first grade, and I will tell you the first time. And that first time that I was told that I need to change the way I look, I remember that. It was this girl named Emily, and we were really good friends. In elementary school, we played Hot Lava Monster together on the playground. We played All Around the World, all those fun little first grade games that you play. But she was the very first girl to ever tell me or ask me why I wasn't sucking my stomach in. That happened in first grade. And I wasn't an obese kid. I wasn't an overweight kid. I had that little round tummy that all first graders should have because they're still growing. And I wasn't aware of that at that time. And so ever since then, I've been sucking my stomach in. Ever since. And it's weird. It speaks worlds that day has stuck in my mind for this long. It speaks worlds about the kind of effects that society and the people you surround yourself with can have on your mentality about yourself. I'm sure, you know, if there is a person listening to this, the chances are the reason they're listening is because they have body image issues. And maybe you do, maybe you don't have someone in your life telling you you're beautiful, but I want whoever's listening to this to know that they are very beautiful. I personally believe that God makes no mistakes. Whatever God you believe in makes no mistakes. They made you on purpose to be the way that you are, the way that you look. You should love that about yourself. A set of DNA does not define who you are. It's who you are on the inside that counts. And I know that's cliche. I mean, it's one thing to have a great personality. It's another thing to have what is quote unquote called a hot body. But what I think needs to shift in our society is the importance that we place on physical appearances. The fact that in high school, it's pretty important about the looks, about your looks, because, you know, you're trying to discover yourself. I went through a phase where I was really into conforming to what everyone else was looking like. In middle school, I grew my hair out super long. It was like down to my waist. It was blonde. I sprayed so much sun in my hair. It kind of turned orange, but that's another story. I wore like a ton of makeup every day. I was running 5 miles every other day just so I could get my, I think my lowest weight was 120 pounds. It still wasn't good enough. So finally something clicked in me and I realized why I don't even recognize myself in the mirror anymore. So one day what I did was I took my car, I drove, this was sophomore year, took my car over to Supercuts. I sat down in the chair and I said, chop it all off. Chopped off all my hair. A few weeks later, I dyed it dark. Although the dark hair doesn't suit me, I feel more like myself than I ever have before. Because of that, I feel better than I felt before. And so long as you feel good, that's the thing that girls should strive for. Not to look like Kim Kardashian, not to look like Kate Hudson or whatever. To look good in your own eyes. And you know, if that means that you're technically overweight, that's totally fine. You know, you don't want to surround yourself with people who are going to push you down because of the way you look. You don't want to let society be the one to decide if you're going to be happy with yourself or not. You know what they say, you have to start on the inside and work out. But sometimes you need that to work on the outside before your inside starts to feel good. And I know for me, as soon as Ellie started chopping my hair off, I started to laugh because it was like I was discovering myself for the first time. I was feeling like myself for the first time. And it was such a relief. Now, I'm not saying that whoever's listening to this should go chop their hair off or do something drastic like I did. But what I am saying is that you should put an effort into finding out who you are. And if that means having, you know, super long blonde hair like every other girl at school, then so be it. You know, as long as you're happy with yourself. And for me, I wasn't happy with myself as a conformist. And ever since I've started my project, I'm my own project, this past year and a half. My project, Kate, has been to become myself and to discover myself. And this podcast is actually part of me discovering myself, to put down forever the way I think and the way I perceive the world. Because I want to see myself evolve into the woman that I want to be one day. And it's definitely not going to be what society thinks that I should be. Anyways, I'm getting off topic. The main message that I want whoever decides to listen to this podcast to get across is that they are beautiful and that who you are on the inside is more important than what's on the outside. And even though the hottest guy in school might not be hitting on you or the hottest guy at your office might not be hitting on you, that doesn't mean you're beautiful. You should measure beauty by what you think of yourself. If you think you are beautiful, the world will think you're beautiful. And that's something that I wish I had come to a realization earlier in middle school, because I definitely would not have made some of the mistakes that I did make about trying a crazy new diet every other week. Anyways, so it's been about 12 minutes. I think my dad got home with my dinner, and I'm gonna go eat a very delicious grilled cheese because I love myself. And you know, eating a ridiculously highly caloric grilled cheese is, I think, the best thing that for me right now. I'll try and podcast again soon. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. I'm gonna try and get podcasts up as often as possible. You know, high school student, I don't always have the time to upload. Anyways, That's stuff for another time. Just remember that you're beautiful. Okay, I'm gonna go. Bye.